Good morning. I'm Matt Mueller with this news update. Traffic blocked on Loop Road for over a half an hour last night after an accident allegedly caused by a young driver who failed to yield to oncoming traffic while making a left-hand turn. Southbound lanes of the intersection at Mendenhall Loop Road and Stephen Richards Memorial Drive were blocked starting at about 8:45 last night. 18-year-old Michaela Schlichter was ticketed after turning her Honda Pilot into an oncoming VW Jetta driven by a 20-year-old woman. Both women were taken to Bartlett Regional Hospital in private vehicles for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. No estimate of amount of damage to both vehicles. A bill rewarding sea otter hunters was praised and panned at its first hearing yesterday in the legislature. The measure proposes paying $100 per otter. Only Alaska natives can legally harvest the protected marine mammals, and federal rules limit processing and sales. The sponsor is Bert Stebbin, a Sitka Republican whose district includes southeast Alaska's Outer Coast. He wore an otter pelt on his shoulders as he came in before the Senate Resources Committee yesterday, saying a bounty would slow rapid population growth. Juneau's Twin Lakes are slowly receding and will remain dry through April to control the invasive weed milfoil. CBJ Parks and Landscape Superintendent George Schaff says the gates under Egan Drive were opened early yesterday morning.
We do it at negative tide so that there is plenty of pressure for the water to get out of the lakes. And then when they get refilled, we also do that when we're having really big tides so that we can get the lakes as full as possible.
Draining the lakes and filling them with salt water reduces milfoil growth without using herbicides. The popular Twin Lakes will be restocked with about 10,000 little salmon just in time for family fishing day after the water is allowed to return in about a month or so. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for some cloudy skies and a possibility of some snow in the form of showers.